Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for inspiration. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and this is the Voice of Truth by Awakened Media. You know, it's time to create your ideal life, and you can do. You can do. If you're a freedom-loving soul, and you just want to be free, and you love entrepreneurship, and you love, you know, holistic health, and you really want some deep-diving, timeless truths, you're in the right place. So thank you for joining me today. I am a life coach. I'm a certified personal trainer, certified life coach, certified herbalist, been an entrepreneur since the 80s, and I actually live this stuff. I have created my ideal life. Totally not perfect, totally not there. I learn from this stuff, too. But, you know, sometimes it takes 5 minutes to hear something and a lifetime to master. So always be learning. Always be creative. ABC. And, you know, learners are winners. Readers are winners. If you're learning something, they can't. No one can take that away from you. Somebody can take your money away from you. But, you know, your attitude and your thoughts are the most important thing. Got some interesting things to share today, and I think my computer is really going to be compliant with me because, you know, we're speaking of these great laws of success, and success is, it's really more than money, although money is a great thing. Money is a great tool, okay? We have creative powers in us, and it's an ability that you could learn that's going to change every single aspect of your life, okay? You're going to be able to control your emotions because your emotions are going to help you control the way you think. But when you tap into your emotions, be aware of them. That's where you need to, we all need to awaken to our consciousness. And sometimes it's, all the time, actually, it's not the situation at hand, and we've discussed this ad nauseum. It's actually how you respond to this situation. I mean, you could choose, and the Bible says, you know, you could choose life or death. Choose life. Well, death is negative, right? It's a negative vibration. You could be thinking. Now, sometimes, you know, death is also in another realm, a moving of a spirituality thing. And we did some great spiritual stuff. We got some spiritual stuff today. But if you control your emotions and the way you respond to situations, it's going to really help you to create your ideal life and get whatever you want out of life, and it's going to bring you more joy and happiness. So a lot of times people get stuck with the events themselves, but it's how we interpret these events that's going to, you know, dictate our happiness and our mood, if we're depressed, or how we perform and our actions. And you know what? Our emotions control the neurotransmitters too. So, and then it's going to change your ability to focus, and it precludes you from being creative. So you could go ahead and do, be, have whatever you want. Remember, if you're really stressed, you're getting, your brain is you know, firing certain neurons and neurotransmitters, and they're the negative ones, you know, and like the cortisol, the norepinephrine, that's the fight or flight. Now, your sympathetic nervous system responds to these cues, and it starts producing more, you know, chemicals on its own. And that's, there's a part of, you know, the adrenal medulla, and then it secretes adrenaline and noradrenaline, and then it you know, facilitates and results in numerous physiological changes in your body. Your heart rate's going to increase, your muscles contract, your mind races. This is the complete opposite of being mindful and meditative, okay? So be in control. Take every thought captive. It's a biblical principle, okay? Remember, gain control of your emotional response, then you can control your stress. Because stress is a negative, does negative things to the body. It causes disease. It makes all these, jacks your body up. It causes premature aging. So by the power of controlling your emotions, also going to help to increase your confidence, because it's empowering when you're large and in charge, right? And it's going to help you be more productive, and productivity is going to affect every area of your life and your relationships and your health and your wealth. So get a grip on those emotions. Now, you know, you've got to control your emotions, because we've spoken about visualization, and when you vividly, you know, imagine and you believe and you put the passion behind it with the emotion, like, you know, I can do this, I know I can, and you get jacked up, and that's good, because now that's doing the neurotransmitter pathways too. So you're jacking yourself up in a positive or negative way by your thoughts and emotions, okay? And you know, that's when you need to be still, and you need to go into that subconscious spirit self, tap into source energy, and be at peace. Because remember, we become what we think about most of the time. So if you're thinking you're always in this fight or flight mode, in this negative mode, you're not benefiting yourself. You're harming yourself. And if you want to create your ideal life, you be in control of those emotions to get yourself to the next level. And it gives you so much more personal power and clarity, and to change your life. It really can. You know, you need to be mindful. And maybe tomorrow we'll get into a little more of mindfulness. Maybe we do it on Mondays, Mindfulness Monday. But get yourself deep into your peace zone, okay? Put out good, happy peace vibes. It's going to be awesome for you. Meanwhile, I have been doing deep dives into Napoleon Hill's 17 Habits. Oh, my goodness. I mean, just totally, totally deep and very interesting. You know, it's just, you know, we're going to really unpack more of it, but I've been spending like 5 to 6 hours a day. Now, here's something that's interesting. This is from psych.org, and it's an article. It says, neural networks take on, neural networks, that's what we have, right? It's interesting. Quantum entanglement. So, it's interesting because it says machine learning, the field that's driving a revolution in artificial intelligence, has centered its role in modern technology, speech recognition, self-driving cars. Physics are beginning to use machine learning tools to tackle different kinds of problems. One of the heart of quantum physics, I love quantum physics. Computers, physicists have more than many ways of representing quantum systems. Neural networks used by this guy Deng and his fellow collaborators, CMTC director JQL fellow Sankar Das Sama and Fudan University physicist, Maronomiya, harbor lots of entanglement and surprisement improvement. Well, that's just a little deeper than, what's the summation? Neural networks can't capture everything. It's a restricted regime. Okay. I thought it was going to be how quantum entanglement and the, you know, the Akashic field, the ether, that in our own, you know, we project our own juju, but not what I thought it was. So, oh, all this stuff. Hey, that young man, Otto Warmbier, he was an American student. He was released by North Korea, so that's good news. Food recall, more than 700 pounds of spaghetti and meatballs by Chef Boyardee is pulling their food, so go look that up. Hopefully you all don't listen to that garbage. Sessions testimony today. It's pretty controversial depending on what news station you were looking at. I don't know. Trump is just trying to make America great again. Hillary Clinton would have never done this such. And I think there's more there with James Comey and Loretta Lynch. That's what I want to know about. I want to know what was said on that tarmac, man. And I want to know about Russian collusion with Uranium One. But that's a whole different subject matter. So we were talking, because you know what, it's all about money for these people, okay? It's all about money. I mean, some people get into politics for money. I think the dude that got into politics that had money did it to affect change, okay? I mean, seriously, I know myself. When I got involved, I didn't give a rip about money, the money aspect of it. I got it because, you know what, I like freedom. I want to be able, it doesn't matter how much money I make. If I don't have freedom, I don't got jack, you know? So... But money, sometimes people say money isn't spiritual because we want to get back to the essence, our true essence, and that's our spirit because, you know, we're body, that's our physical being, our corporal being, our soul, that's our, you know, emotions and our thoughts, and then there's the spirit. So there's a big controversy over spirituality and money, and we've been talking about a lot of spiritual empowerment, and when we try to achieve this spiritual empowerment, you know, sometimes it gets you confused, because there's temptations in the world with money, and I've seen really good people get goofed up and do some really crazy things for money, right? So, you know, sometimes it's hard to, you know, avoid indulging yourself with what money has to offer, or sell your soul for money, But, you know, there is so much more that, and happiness and joy that money can't buy, okay? So, and it says, you know, it's been said that money makes the world go round. Well, I don't believe in that because spiritual people, people that are awakened, are more aware of themselves, okay? I mean, money is a great tool. I love it. It's a great service. but it doesn't master me. I master it. It does what I tell it to do, okay? So you don't get jacked up by the greed monster. So when you're spiritual and you're in touch with the intrinsic and that conscious, that superconscious, subconscious self that's, you know, hooked into source energy, infinite intelligence. I call it God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my belief. But a lot of people that are spiritual, you know, give up all their material riches. Well, they find, you know, some people find more happiness, and they have a different view. But sometimes people, you know, say money is bad. You can't be spiritual and money. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. The use of money cannot be avoided, okay? You need to eat. It's going to cost money, okay? If you have a home, I'm sorry, but you got to pay property taxes. And if you live in Illinois, you're being robbed blind because of corrupt politicians. But that's a conversation for another show. Money is a tool, okay? It serves you. It's a means to an end, and that's it, okay? Now, think about what you could do with extra money and all you can, you know, charities you could start. I mean, nothing is free, unfortunately. So there is nothing for nothing, too. And people think that they could get away with bilking the system. That's wrong. That's against these universal principles, too, you know. So if you do more than is expected of you, you're going to get blessed in ways that you never even imagine. Abundance will come to you. And, you know, when you give, you just give out of the goodness of your heart. You don't expect anything back. You know, awakened, enlightened, and empowered people don't chase after money. You just accept it as it comes. And, you know, be smart with your money. Don't spend more than you have. There, I did a whole study on principles of millionaires. And one of their main principles is, A, pay yourself first, and don't spend more than you make. In fact, don't spend, live well below your means. I've lived well below my means forever. Now, I mean, sometimes I've gone ahead and spent every penny I've made. When I was really young, I spent more than I made. I got sucked into the credit card thing. Bad juju. Thank God I was, like, in my early 20s. Got that out of my system. Never again. Money does not make you happy, okay? Love, that bring you love, okay? Does not. I mean, maybe some gold diggers, but how happy are the gold diggers, you know? Money is a great tool. It's a great servant. So use your money. It's not unspiritual to have it. It's a blessing as long as you're not obsessed by it. And we did talk a little bit about quantum physics and how the law of attraction and spiritual empowerment, well, you know, it's all engaged, okay? A quantum physics law is, and the law of attraction are symbiotic. In fact, the law of attraction traces its roots to quantum physics. However, many in the scientific community believe that this law belongs to pseudoscience. The law of attraction states that, and this is what we talk about on this show, that you can use your energy, your vibe, to your own advantage when you follow these four principles. You must have specifics on what you want to achieve. You must ask to have it given to you. You must think and feel that you've already gotten it with emotion and passion, and you must be prepared for its coming and let go of whatever connections that comes with it. And it's so true. It's like, let it go. I mean, believe that it's on its way. But you've got to take the proper action. You have to do the proper thing. So, you know, the law states when you think of something is already happening to you, there's a big probability it will. So how is that connected to the spirituality? Well, we've been discussing that spiritual empowerment and spiritual enrichment and spiritual enlightening is what you really, really, that's your soul essence, right? So when you think of it as something that's already in you, and it is, it's your essence, then you need to start acting and you need to believe that you already have that power. You are already empowered by that. So subsequently, your actions and your thoughts and your emotions are going to help you do things that complement that, okay? Remember, habits. You want to get this into your habit. Now, obviously, we are all on a journey. And for, you know, whatever reason, I mean, this is like a little bit of a spiritual enlightenment, empowerment, spiritual, body, mind, spirit. Act like an enlightened and awakened person. Keep out your negative vibes. Because what you think are going to attract that energy, right? So you got to be, take every thought captive and think of positive, good things, because we are what we think about. We attract what we think about. But it's, remember, it's that dual-edged sword. I know this is the basics. I know I say this all the time, but the brilliance is in the basics. But you know something? We're human. We're human. We're humans with bad habits. And it's a lot easier to be unconscious and non-mindful and get back into the thinking and bad habits. So that's why I do this every day. What you think you're going to attract around you. Stay away from negative people, negative thoughts, negative energy. Now, when I speak about what's going on in the world, we also remember, we also live in this corporeal world. So you can think and grow rich. Okay? You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You can create your ideal life. It's the law of attraction. And your thoughts, as we said before, it has that energy. And when you're spiritually connected to source and you're positive, that energy is going to be positive. It's a success cycle, and it's going to build your confidence. And you're going to be able to do things you never thought you can do. And you're going to be able to meet people that are going to be able to help you get to the next level. Put it out there. Do it for a month. Do it for 1 month. Do it for a month. And we'll talk a little bit tomorrow more about the law of attraction and how we become rich with the law of attraction and goals. Hopefully you've written down what you choose to manifest. I know that we've been talking about that Napoleon Hill. It's just such an awesome thing, the 17 virtues. But you can create your ideal life. You know, he whose awakening consciousness has become alive to its lofty possibilities, who is beginning to shake off the darkness of ignorance in which the world is enveloped, rises before the stars have ceased their vigil, and grappling with the darkness with his soul, strives by holy aspiration to perceive the light of the truth while the unawakened world dreams on. Okay? So, I'm hoping I have a few little key points here on Napoleon Hill's. No, we've got our stages of competence and incompetence. Not on this one. But, you know, I just really hope that this inspires you. It helps you to think clearly. And these laws of success are really the truth. I mean, Napoleon Hill talks about the habit of doing more than paid for. If we could get back to that in our society and not expect anything from others, we'll just know that you do it and the universe is going to take care of it. I mean, I have volunteered so many times and I've been blessed beyond my wildest capacity. I've done things that it's like, oh, wow, I didn't even, you know, imagine them. So, you know, you become what you think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever you want. You can create your ideal life, but you need to be mindful, and you need to spend time and, you know, get into some of that cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, it's a psychotherapeutic approach, and it really does, you know, it treats all manners of psychological conditions like anxiety, phobia, addiction. So when you're mindful, taking every thought captive, you can calm your thoughts, and you have control over this, okay? You need to focus, meditate on what you want to do. You can be, do, or have whatever you want. I don't know if I have anything here that I can go ahead and really wish the 16 Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill. He talks about the mastermind, and it's interesting how he talks about the mind. And the mind is so important. You know, it's just, I mean, Edward C. Burns, Henry Ford, these are the people. But you can do it. You can do it. And if you don't do it, who's going to do it? Here, this is something Mr. Hill said. Who said it could not be done? And what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Yeah, I'm not supposed to judge anyone. So, anyway, so many things. You know, you can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. If you really believe you can, put out good vibes, be good vibes, and don't keep too many windows open on your computer because it's really hard. Makes it a little more challenging. And of course, I'm the only one here. I take no breaks. I'm not, and I love it. Believe me, I love what I'm doing. So I think I have found something here. Okay, here's part of those, and I know we've talked about it before, but this is from one of America's founding fathers of the philosophy of self-determination. It's Napoleon Hill. This is the 1816 lessons, okay? Chief aim, okay? Chief aim, the attainment of your definite chief aim without violating the rights of other people. We've talked about this. You've got to have a vision, or you're just going to go ahead and keep spinning in the OODA loop, and it must be definite, and it must be, you know, well-designed, and it must be purposeful, because clarity is power. And then you need to have self-confidence and overcome any fears. Like he said, there's six basic fears: poverty, old age, loss of love, death. You know what? You could overcome all of these. The habit of saving. Saving systematically becomes a huge source of personal power, because you don't want to be subjected to borrowing. If you work hard, pay yourself first. My aunt used to tell me, not that I listened when I was 18 and 19, pay yourself first. There is no exception to this rule, and no one may escape it. Initiative and leadership. You are a leader. You can lead. Now, it's okay to be coached, but you can lead. You can be, do, have whatever you want. That's great for entrepreneurship, as well as imagination. That's number five. You can stimulate your mind, and when you start thinking outside of the box, you can do these things, okay? These are all the great things from this 16 Lessons of Napoleon Hill, The Laws of Success. So imagination, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is great. Self-control, we talked about that today, controlling your emotions. But you want to also be very enthusiastic, too, with your emotions. Real enthusiasm. I mean, let's say you're selling a product. Hi, I got this great vacuum cleaner for you. Or, hey, have you seen this new vacuum cleaner? It's awesome. I mean, think about it, but it's got to be real. It's got to be real. When I sold cosmetics, I loved what I was selling. If I put something on someone that looked funky, I'm like, no, we can do better than this. I don't just sell it. I mean, it would bug me to no end when women would be like, we don't have that color. We got to sell her something else. Well, then go to a different line. Get her something that's going to look good on her. You know, that's huge. It's also coming from a place of integrity in sales, which is also huge. And that, you know, goes right into the next principle, the habit of doing more than paid for. We talked about self-control, control your emotions. Very important. Be the captain of your soul. Habit of doing more than paid for, it's very important. It's one of the most important lessons in the law of success. It's true. It teaches you how to take advantage of the law of increasing returns, which will eventually ensure you return money, far out of proportion to any service you render. It is so true. There's no one here. No one may become a real leader in any walk of life without practicing the habit of doing more work and better work than prayed for. So it's so true. And then here, a pleasing personality is the fulcrum. People don't want to be around negative people. People like happy, intelligent, positive people. Accurate thinking. Facts. Separate facts from fakeness and organize the facts and think through. And then concentration, focus. I mean, when you can focus like a laser, you're going to achieve results, and it's going to be a mega multiplier. So let's see, cooperation. Of course, you need to work with other people. You know, team, together, everyone achieves more, but it's like that mastermind. You need to be on the same vibe. Come here to our vibe tribe. I would love to put together a bunch of small businesses that could go out into the community and help folks that could never dream of having a business and teach entrepreneurship and success principles to them. When I get my mega $1 million, I'm going to do that. Profiting by failure, no such thing as failing. It's just learning how not to do something. I think it was Edison. It took him, you know, tens of thousands of times to finally invent the incandescent light bulb, and they say he learned, you know, 9,999 ways on how not to build an incandescent light bulb. Remember, your quote unquote failures, they're really stepping stones. You know, they will help you get to your next level, and do not look at them as stumbling blocks. They are stepping stones, and they're definitely teachable moments. And then tolerance, you know, love everyone. Okay, you don't have to love radical Islamic terrorists. Okay, they don't have good juju out there. But I mean, you know, sometimes it's hard, especially in the environment today. I mean, people are just so testy about things. I mean, can't you just be nice? Can't you just be positive? You know, that's the only, you know, really bad thing about what's going on. I mean, that's why we have to be the change, okay? We need accurate thought. We have to be the change. So tolerance, peace, love. You know, sometimes let people go in front of you in the grocery store. If somebody's, you know, I love these people that are, like, behind you and they get all aggravated. You know, it's like, okay, really, your time's more important, go ahead. Be nice, be kind, practice the golden rule, and be harmonious. Treat others kind, even if they don't treat you kind. So all of this knowledge will really empower your life. And it is also spiritual growth, you know. Teach other people and keep listening to shows like this. Get on YouTube. You could do the whole thing. I've got a 25-hour class that I'm taking with the Laws of Success. Power is one of the three basic objects of human endeavor. Power is of two classes, that which is developed through coordination of natural laws and which is developed by organizing, classifying knowledge power. Power growing out of organized knowledge is more important because it places man's possession a tool which he may transform, redirect, and to some extent harness and use the other form of power. Yes, your knowledge. No one can take it from you. So it totally supersedes the physical world. So I've got some stuff here that talks about physical form. That's why it's part of quantum physics, too. There are, you know, the positive particles and the, you know, electrons and the force and, you know, electron being the first thing in physical nature. It's all tied in. Okay, we are all connected. And all of this stuff is all connected. So think of what you can do. Just spend some time with yourself. Create that ideal life. Focus on it every day. Be positive. Have a positive vibe tribe. Study success principles. Listen to Awaken to Empowerment. Be empowered. Empower yourself. Tap into a spiritual source. Find yourself some kind of spiritual journey. For me, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and I love listening to Joyce Meyer every day. Joyce Meyer has got some great teaching. You know, it's good. It's positive. And it's good. It's good. It helps you to create your ideal life. But it also speaks of personal responsibility and being excellent. We've lost a lot of excellence. So be the change. Be excellent. Remember, we are what we think about most of the time. So think good thoughts. Be inspired. Inspire others. Aspire to always do more and be more so you can be more, okay? And remember what we said the other day about principle, and it's the absolute, and it's in everything. And so cool. But we are one with the infinite universal being. And, you know, some call it the cosmic mind. I call it God. But just tap in, be in touch, create, think and grow rich. We'll talk about that tomorrow or next time. And, your brain, neuroscience. Do some Google searches on brain and neuroscience and neuropathways. And how your thoughts and all the different hormones. Think positive. Be positive. It's good. It's all good. I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm going to sign off because your ideal life's awaiting you. So peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. And if you're an entrepreneur, this is Entrepreneurship 101. You know, because you have to believe in yourself and your product and what you're doing. Because guess what? When you're an entrepreneur, the buck stops here. And everything, you know, you will have to do more than you're paid for doing. And a lot of people, you make so much money. Really? I remember when I had my first business, I had people, you're making so much money. Really? You see me working with you here, but you don't see what I do 10 hours when I'm not here. You know, I mean... But it's all good because I built something and I learned so much. And, you know, entrepreneurship is awesome. And sometimes you could be a chicken entrepreneur where you just go ahead and do some selling on eBay or go to your local flea market. And it's all good. It's all good. We're going to have some big things coming up. I'm looking forward to them. They're in the creation process right now. I'm doing the imagination thing, working with some very interesting people. So there's just a lot going on, and I'm really looking forward to joining you back here next week, and next time, because I'll probably be back tomorrow because I'm passionate and purposeful about this information, and everybody needs to hear it and then do it and create their ideal life, because you can be, do, or have whatever you want. You become what you think about most of the time. Thoughts are things, whatever a mind can conceive and believe a mind can achieve. And believe it. You can have, do, be whatever you want. And the awesome thing is, money is just a byproduct. Imagine how many people you can help and love and change the world. So be the change. Be the change. Tap into these sources. Join me here on Awaken to Empowerment. And remember, be mindful. and get peace of mind. So we're going to sign off here with Boston. Again, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, because a man is truly free whose mind is free and his soul is free. No one could control you. Take captive of your mind and have peace of mind. Here's Boston. Talk to you next time.